Here's part one of the March 12th, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
Closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jimmy Doan
show. Hell yeah! We finally got the crowd together.
Monday, March 12th.
It's been about a month since we were here.
Two weeks feels like a month.
Yeah, we'll break it up into a couple of sessions, and we'll drag them out over the next week or two.
As always, right?
So they'll be nice.
We'll be ahead of the curve.
We're always ahead of the curve. That's why we can afford
to do that.
To put in two or three. If you're listening to this as the first segment,
You're in it.
Yeah, you're in. There could be two more after this, but you will have to wait, and then you will see how right we were. Here we are, March 12th, and segment two shows up on, you know, March 20th. And, like, we predicted everything, right? You know, totally predicted everything.
You'll see. It's like a time machine.
And here's our DJ.
Never stop talking.
Boy, what a blabbermouth. Okay, yep. She's here. Anyway, we have Jack Rhodes.
Hey, balls to the wall today.
That's right. That's good.
Jack is here.
That's right. And we've got Counselor Curtis.
Hiya.
And Counselor's going to... We got legal things to do today.
Oh, there's legal stuff going on.
Our engineer's here.
Yep, just landed.
Who may, in fact, put in... Are you going to try and arrange the sound effects that even remotely come into what we're talking about here?
Oh, yeah, he's going to do it.
Wait and see.
The wait and see. I'm afraid of this.
I hope you have the Tim Hardaway.
Oh, my God.
I hope you have the Tim Hardaway.
Want to say hello to Hanger Dogs, as always. Don't forget to listen to Hanger Dogs.
Yep.
And my friend, he's past number 500 now, Stefan Molyneux at the Freedom Main Radio.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's over... I think it might be over 600. It's over 500 podcasts. Anyway, I don't listen to... I've been very selective recently because I don't listen to his...
Yeah, some of that stuff you can skip. Some of the early stuff.
Well, the early stuff, yeah, because he repeats some of it in the later stuff, and it's come around. He's doing a lot better. And I personally don't care about Ask the Therapist.
Yeah,
Having been in therapy, I want to tell you, I don't need any more.
The Rapist.
As he does.
And the call-in shows.
We sometimes have somewhat of a libertarian slant here at Jimmy
Doan. Yeah, that's the reason. He's a good libertarian.
Yep.
Anyway, let me just also say hello to... I want to say hello to Snowflake, Arizona.
Snowflake.
And Murfreesboro, Tennessee, of course. We got Japan. Say hello to Japan.
I personally appreciate all the emails. Keep them coming.
That's right. And Dublin, Ireland. We have in Utrecht, Netherlands, and Moscow, Federation. Moscow, U.S. Russian Federation. China we got. Chongqing, China. That's good.
Excellent.
And I met a really cool Chinese guy.
Murfreesboro all the time. Love them. And
we're big in Oklahoma.
Edmonton.
Oklahoma, yeah, that's right. Versailles, it's Kentucky.
it wasn't King Louis.
No, I thought for a second.
However, we got Bucharest, and then we got
our friend from Morocco. So I do want to say hello to everybody and appreciate your cards and letters. Keep on coming.
Emails, Jimmy@JimmyDoan.com.
Jimmy, I did want to mention that he struck gold this Saturday.
I
got Apple IIe stuff to beat the band.
We're talking about garage sale items.
Sanford and Son. Yeah, I struck gold.
Jimmy Junk.
So I've got enough Apple IIe's. Now I got Apple IIe's, but I didn't get enough software. How much did you pay? $10.
$10 each?
For the entire computer system. Three boxes. Of stuff.
Boy, that's some deflation right there.
So you're going to send them to Africa for the children, right?
Well, which brings up something I did want to mention real quick. Okay. I don't know how that dovetails into anything, but as always, Jack is ahead of the curve. I sent you a list, and this is not...
Oh, a list?
This is not on the list. It might have been a list.
Didn't give me my list.
That was Ted.
Oh, okay.
Ted. Do you know what Ted is? Ted is technology something and design...
What are we talking about?
Technology, entertainment, design. They have a bunch of awards that they had, and Bill Clinton got an award for...
Cigar smoking.
No, it wasn't. But they gave out $100,000, and he won $100,000 to start or to help his the children of Rwanda. Which I thought, you know...
Probably his office bill that...
Well...
15 stores in Harlem.
Nah, well, it'd probably pay his hooker bill. I'm not sure about that, but I... But I no, but I mean, just thought Bill Clinton wins this thing. You know, this it tells you what it's all about. The okay, there was I had a point here.
No,
kids, no,
no.
Computers, computers in Rwanda.
Cheap computers, right. Cheap computers, right. Of course, their $100 laptop is coming up. New stuff on the Age of Spiritual Machines, which I sent.
And crank laptop.
I sent you the link on that, didn't I, engineer?
Oh, so
on the Age of Spiritual Machines thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're actually doing the list now.
No, I wanted what I would do is I was telling you about. The Apple IIe computer got it, software, and
for our new listeners, this is pretty much how it goes. So if you want to,
and I lost my, how did I lose my train of thought?
Well, people need to email us or IM us.
All right. Oh, that's right. I forgot to put my IM thing. I'm gonna put my IM thing.
And they'll tell you where to go. This is the user friendly part of the show.
Ah, well, anyway, the entire show is user-friendly. Hello. I don't what do you think, a user-hostile part of the
user
show?
Hostile.
I don't think
hostile.
I don't think so. What do you think, the rest of the show is thorns
halfway
on the bush?
Or electric shock through your
iPod. That's right. Don't, yeah, take your iPod earphones off, because guess what?
Put on your dog collar.
That's right. Okay, what's on the list? First thing big list today, but I did want to start off with the big news this week has been the Walter Reed thing.
That's right.
On so many levels,
the debacle,
right, exactly, at the hospital, which I thought was funny. And the reason I mentioned, I grew up in this area. I grew up up there and went to...
This is up where, northeast.
Washington, D.C., yeah, Virginia area and so forth. Right. They're firing, of course, some of the top people. But I thought what was interesting about this on so many levels, this was interesting. First of all...
You can do the list first or just...
Oh, the list. I'm sorry. Okay, list. Citizens who lack papers lose Medicaid... don't tell me. Okay, hold on.
We won't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll hold back.
Modern day Montgomery Blair High School, which is like we used to wrestle them up in Silver Spring, Maryland, and they've got some
Jimmy the Wrestler.
They got new rules, which are unbelievable.
Is this the girl wrestling we're talking
about? No, I wish. No, I wish. No, I did that after school. Court reject. Now this is what we wanted to talk to the counselor about. Court rejects strict gun law as unconstitutional. That was the Washington D.C. thing.
Gun law.
No, it's unbelievable. Again, yep. I grew up. Teacher allegedly whacks child with bow.
I saw there's a music teacher.
Yeah, and I thought it was first. Wait, I thought, why didn't whack her with an arrow? But it's another kind of bow. It's the one that goes on the violin.
Right. Okay.
And surprise, surprise, the Justice Department, FBI misused the Patriot Act.
No.
Nah, hard to believe. And we're going to talk about that. Counselor's going to weigh in on that, that's for sure. And this was the award honorees that I just talked about. The award honorees describe how they hope to improve the world. This was the one that Clinton won, among other people. And this is something else that our counselor is very familiar with. Child care oversight lacks in many states. Now, that's LAX, not LA. And also LACKS, I suppose, too.
And as always, tons of light notes.
Inmates will replace wary migrants in Colorado fields. I thought that was weary migrants, but it's wary migrants in Colorado fields. They're going to open up the jails and let them pick the fruits.
They're not tired. They're worried.
That's right.
Okay.
And then also, the last thing I've got on my list has to do with eBay, because I'm as an eBay freak, I can tell you.
That's eBayFreak at JimmyDone.com.
That's right, boy, and that's the truth. Sell and tell the IRS. The IRS wants to put in new rules and have everything, hard to believe, locked down. They want everything you do on eBay, they were reported to them, so they could tax
that's
it.
That's only fair.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cue the lockdown music.
That's right.
And, I saw also, we might mention Scooter Libby. And we might
Scooter Libby, yes.
Yep. And we might mention the Jimmy Rice, the sexual offender laws that are cropping up everywhere.
Oh, that's right. I had those.
Detention without a trial.
Yes. I sent you that.
And of course, we might talk about Hillary at some point during the podcast.
Well, the other thing, Katrina victims, we've got that, and Osama.
And then we have...
is that Obama of Osama? Or
Osama Obama.
Okay. Three or four mystery topics.
Okay, good. And they will probably be 2 weeks from now before they get up.
But we're ahead of the curve. Walter Reed.
Well, I thought this was...
For those that don't know, this is our money. This is government-run...
Well,
run
not only that, it's the military. Hospital. It's the military that military. We spend more money than you can imagine on the military, number one. And it turns out...
They weren't
that
really doing their job.
Hardly. It turns out that Walter Reed is rat-infested, mold-infested... hellhole for these people, and then even after they kick them out, they can't. The guys who are wounded and everything can't get any help. Now, let me just tell you, this is the future of socialized medicine. If you want to know what Hillary Care or any of those other things going to look like, this is exactly what you're in for. And the only reason these guys got caught was because it's the military. I'll tell you right now, if this had been...
Because this is the only place our soldiers go.
Right.
If you're hurt, you're going here.
Well, I think about half, a third to a half, go to Walter Reed. Now, there's some that don't.
Right.
They, you know,
so
they
where
get,
do they go? They
well, they
local
get their,
care?
Well, they get
they
local
go to Arlington.
Well, no, there are three.
This is the
they go to Arlington, right? Directly, and the wife gets a flag. Okay,
see,
no,
we needed the music, and then I would have known.
The deal is that there are two or three other hospitals like Walter Reed. I'm sure in the United States. I'm sure there's one on the West Coast. I'm sure there's one on the South. But this is the big one that they come through. Anyway, the deal is that this is what socialized medicine is going to look like. And you only have to look at the pictures and see the mold, the peeling, everything. I mean, it is, let me tell you, it's third world.
Hold up those pictures so we can see them.
Yeah, well, here they are.
Appreciate it.
Here. Okay, look at that. All right. Look into your, take your earphone off and look.
It's third world.
And what's amazing is I don't think they would have caught them except that there were two investigative reports. One was on TV. That was the one that really got everybody riled up, I think.
3 or 4 million people saw it.
Well, that's right. Well, the thing is, the Washington Post had done an expose on the thing, and I don't think much, they always cite the newspapers always cite the Washington Post article as the one that made the poop hit the fan. And it may be because it was in Washington. But for the rest of the world, it was on 2020 or one of these investigative report things on TV. It was an hour. Oh, no, it was on PBS, as a matter of fact. And it was an hour or two. It was a guy who had, I know who it was. It was a reporter, ABC reporter, who had gotten blasted by a car side bomb and had spent months in a coma and then woke up and he got all the help and everything like that. Then he went back to see what happened. He was brain damaged. And it turns out that Woodward, I think it was Bob Woodward, it was another Woodward.
I know.
Doctor said I hate thing, Brent.
Anyway, so the point is, the guy had been, you know, $1 million, $2 million, whatever it is, you know, the pretty face anchor man, but he went back while he had been there, he found out there were some disturbing details, and he went back and talked to some of the people that had blown up with him and other people, and he investigated a lot of this stuff.
So he had the inside scoop.
It's totally inside.
He was lying in the bed.
And
this must have been going on for a decade or more.
No, more than that. It turns out that it's been going on for, you know, better than 20 years, number one. Number two, in 2003, apparently, the alarms went off, flags were raised, everything said, look, we got to do something about this, and nothing, zero, was done. Now, my point is this. These are the people, they have virtually unlimited money. I don't know how many veterans there are, but let me put it this way. There's almost 300 million people in the United States of America. They want to put them all under health care, okay? The veterans that are eligible for veteran-type care is a small percentage. They, you know, 10% of the population or whatever the number is. I don't know. But we're talking about
less than that.
We're talking about, you know, maybe, yeah, exactly. We're talking about people maybe in the tens of thousands, maybe even in the hundreds of thousands of people that are eligible for this socialized, top-of-the-line health care. This is provided by your friendly government. These are the people that deserve it more than anybody in the service of the country and so forth. I mean,
in the nation's
capital. I mean, this on so many levels, if you think for 2 seconds that socialized medicine is going to be any better than that, you're out of your mind. And it's going to be worse. I mean, it is going to be worse.
And that is specifically what Hillary is
basically. Yeah, well, like they all are. They all are. And they all, and of course, what they do is they say, well, we can do a better job. And of course, a couple of heads have rolled in this, and they've talked about doing some more studies.
That guy lost his job.
And a couple of high rankers lost their jobs. And, you know, I think the guy they fired says, I'm quoting here, I still think I've got the right skill sets to get past this experience and fix these problems.
That's what he said.
That's
the
what
day
he
before.
Said. That's right.
And then they got fired and fired him. No, we don't believe you.
I mean, but I mean, here's the guy who's in denial. He's in denial. This guy needs to go into the 12-step program. I mean, if he thinks he's doing a good job, he is in denial. And the problem is, we're talking about a government agency here. What else is new? It's politics as usual. This wouldn't have come up if it hadn't been for the investigative reporter. And I think in my own mind, it wouldn't have come up if that guy, whoever the ABC news guy
Woodward.
Was. Yeah, and it wasn't Bob. It was another one, I think. Yeah. And you can look it up. Anyway, but he recovered completely. And it took him like a year. And that was a miracle. I mean, he was, you know, they had said he's going to be, he had literally had half his skull blown off. They said, the doctors all said, you don't recover from something like this. They told his wife, you know, prepare the, you know, go pick out a casket practically. I mean, just everything. And he came back good as new, which is a tribute to what can be done.
Right.
And of course, ABC, you know, paid for that. I mean, you know, whatever the hospital bills were. I mean, the guy's, a million.
He didn't get fixed at Reed?
No, I don't think so. I think he was there for a while. To be honest with you, I don't know. But I mean, you can bet he got private type care in the end. And to be honest with you, you'd have to look it up. It's on PBS. I'm sure they'll show it again. It was a super. It was one of the best shows I've seen on PBS. And to me, it pointed out so clearly, so crystal clearly, how if you think for 2 seconds that Hillary Care or any kind of Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it is, that universal, insure the youth, the children, old people, you're signing your death warrant. Death warrant, just might as well take out the piece of paper now. It's like, cause of death, government, action, inaction, whatever. It's like a bullet. I mean, you're going to be in war. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this points it out as clearly as it can be pointed out, number one, if you'll only look and see what this is all about, number one. And number two, the people that still think that they can do this are just, as I say, they are, should be in a 12-step, or they need to go to
34. There's a lot of people out there who just believe that the government can do no wrong. They're the best of the best.
They're going to take care of
this. But I mean, even when this company, when you saw the pictures, literally, I'm telling you,
it was out of a mold from ceiling to floor.
It was a beam.
But that was like building K or something. I mean, it was like one of the buildings. I mean, this is a hospital that gets visited on a daily basis by VFW and other or
newsmen of all over.
Well, not only that, not so much
veterans
that.
Groups.
But I mean, the parents, the kids all come in. I mean, any kid in the world is going to walk in there and say, "What the hell is all this?" You know, rats everywhere. You know, I mean, this to me. And people have been complaining and nothing gets done. Now, let me tell you something. And it's not like you could pull
that's the
problem was, and here's where it all boils down to. It's like the education system. It's not like you could pull your soldier out of there because where are you going to go? You got no money.
Right.
They are, quote, paying for it, unquote.
Right.
And once they, you know, he who has the gold makes the rules, and the rules suck.
That's the
rules
problem.
Say mold, rats, no mold, rats, and wallpaper peeling off the walls.
It's an
occasional health care. That's the way we're going to do it because we're paying for it.
Well, here's the problem with it. You've got no second choice. If you don't like it, you go die.
Right.
And then the other thing is that if you want to complain, too bad.
What is the option? The option is if you don't like it, you have to pay for health care yourself.
Oh, yeah. Right. But I mean, we're talking about schlubs. We're talking about schlubs who have been in the military.
No, I understand. So like you said, they have no option.
No, that's right. The more
socialized the medicine, the fewer options they'll have.
Right, exactly. And this is what's happened.
The fewer people there will be to complain to.
Well, not only that, you can complain all you want.
And remember,
no problem. We'll take that memo. It'll be just like out of Brazil. You know, we'll file that piece of paper. Yeah, we got your complaint. Thank you so much. Click.
And to bring it around, remember we talked about this with Canada to some extent because people were proving it. The market was deciding over there because people, it was worth it for them to come to the United States
and pay. Right.
As opposed to wait for the newbie who's going to, fix you up.
That's right.
When he can find time.
That's right.
Maybe work in the schedule.
But it's not to, who cares? I mean,
I get your brain, sir.
That's right. We'll come back later when we have more time.
That's right.
We're going to give half that works.
Well, we're going to give another student a chance to work on the other half.
That's right.
So we can,
next semester.
That's right.
Just hang on.
Yeah, hang on. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to actually, this is what's really cool.
What we did is we opened the artery, and then next semester we're going to close the artery.
Yeah, well, not only that, what we're going to do is we get three students in here, and they take a vote on what to do.
Right.
And so,
it's like a multiple choice.
Yeah, and the majority wins. I mean, that's all there's to. Fair enough, democracy in action.
Sign me up.
Raphael didn't make the right choice. see what happened. You don't want to make this mistake again.
We're going to be following this Walter Reed now for a while because now someone's going to, my prediction here, someone's going to throw a bunch of money at this place all of a sudden and expect a lot to get done.
Okay.
And it's
clean it up,
like,
ship shape, top
notch.
That's
right. Cleaning house. This guy who just got fired.
Shore it up there.
He's the first one.
Well, there were three, actually.
Three?
Turns out there's three high ranking.
I'm already right.
Well, that's right. That's right. Already ahead of the curve.
I'm already.
That's right.
They told you. Yeah.
The thing about it is there's two things to realize here. One is when you throw a whole wad of money at something, that turns out that's usually not the problem. That doesn't fix it. And it reminds me a little bit of
kind of like Howard Stern throwing baloney?
No.
Some doesn't really stick.
No, not that. It's different than that. It really gets wasted when you do
Jimmy's
that.
That went over Jimmy's head, I think.
Yeah,
the baloney, Howard Stern throwing baloney at chicks' asses. No, you haven't seen that one.
No, I missed that.
Well, our listeners know exactly what. See, my email's burning up right now.
That's right. We haven't even put this on the air yet. I already see emails coming
in. They're with me, though.
That's right.
They're with me.
Jeff,
JimmyDone.com.
That's right. We remember, though, what happens is all the time in the Japanese war camp, prison camps and the German and everything, whenever the Red Cross would come through, they'd give everybody new clothes, new shower, new bath and everything. And, of course, if you said anything was wrong, you got shot or punished. And, of course, as soon as the Red Cross or whoever it was walked away, boom, everything goes back and you're in your stinky old loincloth. I mean, they showed a realistic what actually happened on the bridge on the River Kwai. You know, the movie was
great.
The movie was good, but the movie was fiction. It was fiction.
Remember, that was Obi-Wan.
That's right. That was Obi-Wan in the early days.
Actually blow up that
Alec
bridge.
Guinness.
No, that's a lot of things happened. No, and they the point is that they interviewed the actual people that worked on it. Oh, God.
Great movie.
It was a good movie, but again, it was fiction. You know, it was designed for the...
Well, since we're not on a time frame really here at the Jimmy Doan Show, you know, we can throw in all these things. And then
the I love that we can throw in. Well, this is, what do you think? This is Jack Rhodes Show? I mean, what happened here?
Jack Rhodes Show.
That's right.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. Part two of the Jack Rhodes Show. So anyway, so look out. Socialized medicine's on its way, and you might as well...
Duck and hide.
Do something.
Well, you're going to have to put somebody in your family through medical school.
Yeah.
You know, that's
so they can.
That's right.
That's
right.
The way you're going to do it.
Yeah. I put one of my sons through legal school, but doesn't do me any good.
Not yet.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I was hoping,
you're not in jail.
And how much are you paying for legal advice, Jimmy? You're getting legal advice right here on the show.
That's right. Okay. Talking about. Socialized medicine. This is the next item.
Okay.
Citizens who lack papers.
We're moving on. That was one item.
Okay.
We got four more hours.
Citizens who lack papers lose Medicaid. Oh. Now, let me tell you what this is. This has to do with.
Papers?
Exactly. Your pay clause, please.
Papers are not in.
Let's see. There's another thing here. I had to do. After this, should
your
come.
Real ID is.
Yes, exactly. That's what I want to talk about. After this, I want to talk about the real ID.
Okay.
The citizens who lack papers, what happens is apparently the No Child Left Behind or the deficit reduction or whatever it is, they have a new federal rule to keep illegal immigrants from receiving Medicaid has instead shut out a lot of people. And one of the reasons is they wanted to make sure you were a citizen. So you walk in and it used to be you could sign a paper and say, see, soy citizen.
Amigo es citizen.
That's right. Mi madre es citizen y padre también. You know, that kind of thing. You could say that, and they would treat you, but under penalty of perjury. Hey, wait, ma, what does this perjury mean, ma?
Hey.
Okay, I do that. So anyway, the point is that they now you have to prove you're a citizen. Well, it turns out that lots of people, especially poor people, they got no way to prove it, and they can't speak English. So, I mean, even if they're, even if they're like from Arkansas or someplace, or they can't, but. That's a joke. Okay.
We'll edit in laughter.
That's right. Well, no, it reminded me a little bit of the big hoorah, the big Hillary hoorah this week was how she went down to Selma, Alabama
and they said that.
Just clarifying, this was a digression. Selma, and she and her southern twang.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they were just, hey, y'all, lady, I'm coming on down. Y'all come on by for some moon pies, you hear? I mean,
the march ain't going here.
I mean, Hillary, I'm thinking, whoa, what? You know, like you can see her going back to Brooklyn
she's
speaking
from
Yiddish.
She's from Chicago. It's big twang in Chicago.
Yeah, right. The bottom line is the largest effect, apparently they've done some research. I'm not exactly sure how they've done it, but
kind of like we do here,
right? Well, it's typical. Right. And Florida is one of the states involved in this. And it turns out that they're actually enrolling fewer people in some of the Medicaid and some of the health care things than they have previously. And of course, as you know, as the population increased, especially here in Florida, you would expect that the number of people the enrollees or whatever it is would increase.
Except for insurance.
Huh?
Well, we'll get into insurance. Insurance rates have gone through the roof.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about people.
I know.
About people that qualify for, quote, free, unquote. That is at no cost to them. Anyway,
to become a doctor, you're saying.
No.
No.
To become a patient.
A patient.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
A patient.
I'll stay with you here.
Okay. The largest.
I'm back with you now.
The largest. This is the two things that kind of are a little dichotomous here, and I want to talk about it. The largest adverse effect of this policy has been on people who are American citizens, and of course, how do they know? That's what I'm curious to know. How do they know
that? Because they said they were.
I guess. And, of course, they say what the law was designed, the federal law said, look, if you're an illegal immigrant in this country, you can't get health care like this. You have to prove you're a citizen. Well, of course, what happens is, turns out that 90% of the people who can't prove that they're citizens here are citizens. So, I mean, there's a problem. And you have to pay.
They're born in the middle of the potato field.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So they are, of course, it costs, $100 for a passport. If you want to just go get a certified copy of your birth certificate, which some of them are not happy about.
$30,
right. I mean, exactly. So they're saying
days work in the field.
Days work in the field, right. Or, well, wherever. I mean, again, if you're flipping burgers and you got three jobs or whatever it is and you need health care. So they said this one girl, for instance, had gone in.
Well, that's why we should have this real ID there, Jimmy, so that they could.
Good plan. And I like it, too. I tell you the truth. I think it should be. And what would really be cool would be like that show that was on only, I think, one season with that hot chick. She was like the robot chick, not a robot, but she was like really super strong genetic thing.
Supergirl?
And she, no.
Wonder Woman?
No. She was like part of a medical experiment had gone awry. They escaped or something.
This is where you as the listener can email.
No, that's right. And she's hot chick, big lips, everything.
Hot chick, big lips.
And she had a tattoo on her neck. That was like a barcode that, identified. But she was like super strong, jump off tall buildings in a steel Ooh, bullet. And
that is awesome. And jump tall buildings in a steel bullet.
Whatever.
It wasn't that the sci-fi movie where she was actually an alien or whatever.
No. Yeah. No. She was, no. It was, and there was a bunch of them. They were called insiders or outsiders or whatever. Anyway, but the point is, she had a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're headed.
Hey, man.
So if you know the chick with a tattoo, she might be really strong.
No, that zeroes in on. No, I'm talking about this is the recognizable barcode tattoo.
Yeah, we got it.
Our
listeners are with us. They know.
So anyway, that's what we're headed on this. And one of the people says, we've not turned up too many undocumented immigrants. They are not illegal aliens, but the undocumented immigrants receiving Medicaid in Waterloo or Dubuque, or anywhere else in Iowa, Mr. Ken.
So wait a second. Let me just back up. That's the new PC term now? We can't say illegal aliens.
There was a congresswoman in Florida, I think, who wanted
undocumented
to
immigrants.
Change right. Illegal alien to undocumented immigrant.
Undocumented immigrants. And of course, what I love is that the federal response to this is, well, if they're having problems with this, they should bring it to our attention. Yeah, like they did. Hello, Walter Reed.
That's right.
It says, they talk about the Florida Department of Children and Families. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's right. Nearly all these people are American citizens. It says the ones that are not getting the care. And again, how do they know if you can't prove it? I mean, how do you know?
Right.
I'm trying to wait a minute. Excuse me. Okay, they're all American citizens, but wait a minute. If you knew that, then why don't you let them have the... Well, they can't prove they're American, but we know they're American. They're a little problem there. Okay.
Problem,
huh? So Medicaid officials across the country report that some pregnant women, there's a group that we can all relate to, are going without prenatal care, and some parents are postponing checkups. And some of the pregnant women are postponing their their birth.
Say it, baby. Say it. Yeah.
Women are postponing their birth into the 13th month for their children while they hunt down their birth certificates and other documents. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hold it. Just hold it.
They're all doing that.
They're walking around with their legs really crossed. And, but they got a swing to their hips. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Children eventually got Medicaid, but the process took 78 days rather than the 30 specified in the Ohio Medicaid rules is another one here. I was just going through. All is about children. Some children with asthma. Oh, weep. They can't afford their medications.
Let me dry off my desk here.
Yeah, applicants need more time to collect the necessary documents, and it takes longer to review these documents. Now, we're talking about to be a citizen, okay? You got to collect these documents, and then they have to review these documents. I mean, how long does it take? You walk in, even if you pay the $30 for a certified copy.
Well, we're talking about a government.
No, I know, but I mean, it's so funny. We're talking about.
Got to give him a couple months.
Unbelievable.
Review.
So anyway, then there's this guy. the chief of this guy named Mr. Deal. I love that. He ought to be a car dealer. The chief of Chris Riley, the chief staffer, Mr. Deal, said the new requirement did encounter some bumps in the road, as he calls it last year. But he said, but Mr. Deal believes that the requirement has saved taxpayers' money. Now, here again, you've got the thing. As if the taxpayers' money has ever been an issue, saving taxpayer money has ever been an issue for a government bureaucrat. What he's saying is here, gosh, we had some bumps in the road, i.e. there's 13,000 people here or whatever, however many in this place, that didn't get medical care because they couldn't prove they were citizens. And we're thinking that, you know, maybe 80 or 90% of them were citizens, but, you know, we don't know for sure. So none of them got it. But by God, we saved some money.
Well, they were. They just couldn't prove it.
We saved the taxpayers some money. Well, I mean, at that rate, I say,
cut them all out.
Exactly.
Save
Let's not do any
money.
Of them. How about 100% reject rate? I'm telling you, you want to save the kids.
Tout that savings.
That's right. In Virginia, health insurance for children has been a top priority for state officials and so forth. And, of course, it's always a top priority. And
when it's the job.
And it's bullshit. And it's not going
to
happen.
Hey, we're moving on to our third.
Moving on. I'm going to move on.
All right.
This caught my eye because I'm going to do this caught my eye because it was from up in my where I grew up. I went to a not government school in my K through 12 or whatever it was, or my senior year. Hello, middle school through high school. I went to a non-governmental type school. However, that's right. We wrestled, however, Montgomery Blair High School. It was right
Montgomery Blair.
That was Silver Springs, Maryland. And so this
is Silver Springs or Silver Spring?
I think it's Silver Spring.
I believe it is.
I think it is Silver Spring, Maryland. So I remember where the place was and how badly I got beaten.
Jimmy beaten to a pulp.
Beaten to a pulp.
Available on YouTube.
In the first round.
That's right.
In the first two minutes, Jimmy was pinned.
That's right.
Pinned, mind you.
Two hits.
By some guy that weighed probably by 40 pounds.
But, him hitting you, you hitting the floor.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. So anyway, the deal is that Montgomery, this is the title of this is Modern Day 3 R's. Rules, rules, and rules. And the subhead is Students Chafe as School's Web of Restrictions Grows.
And we're talking about a high school.
Right. This Montgomery Blair High School in Silver Spring. Students can't just randomly stroll out to their cars to fetch a textbook or some other forgotten item. They need a pass. Right, exactly. They need it because they worry about what might be stashed in the parking lot.
Did they use that term, stashed? Is that in
there? This is what Ian Shapiro wrote. Okay. From the Washington Post.
So you can't go to get any food.
Now, at McKinley Technology High School in the district, students are banned from listening to iPods during lunch because much to their mystification, they are allowed to watch. I didn't realize they are allowed to watch ESPN or the Maury Show on the television.
More educational program.
The Maury
Povich.
Maury Show from the television.
Well, that's always about who's your daddy.
And you know
it's not my daddy.
It's programming.
It's family. Yeah,
no, it's
just not a family.
It is about hookers. Seriously.
It was always a paternal.
It is. It is. But I mean, here's these ladies are coming in there for the 8th and 9th time. The first 7 times, those guys weren't the daddy. I got a couple more. I got a couple more here that might be the daddy. And you know, when you come out with number 10, that's finally the daddy, you got to figure out how many times did she get laid that night?
Well,
I mean, seriously. No, I mean, seriously, you're a whore bitch. No, I'm serious.
Wait, host Jimmy Doan.
That's right. No, I'm serious. I have seen this on more than one occasion. Where it's somewhere between number 5 and 7 that is being. Now, you've been here before, Maury. You've been here. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was Rastus, but it wasn't. No, I was sure it was Tom. No, he was. But this is number what for you? This would be number 6. I'm sure. Now I'm sure he's number 6. And I'm going like, F you, bitch. You are a whore. And
what's the name of the show, Jimmy?
It's called The Maury Show.
No. Your show is You're a Whore, Bitch.
That's right. That's right.
Our listeners out there.
That's right. No. I mean, but it's so funny. So they get to watch this
right. Instead
of listening to their iPod. I'm thinking, okay,
so
here's
Jimmy Doan show.
And here's the, right. And they should be.
And this
is
Jimmy
Doan. That is exactly
during lunch,
right.
Which isn't lunch.
Jimmy, here's the headline. Jimmy Doan banned.
Banned
at Montgomery Blair High School.
No,
banned.
Banned.
because of his wrestling match.
That's right.
That's right. And because and we whumped him anyway 50 years ago.
So again, they're trying to gain
one more time.
That's right. Another one. We never forget here at Montgomery Blair High School. My God, it's written on the wall.
Well, I tell you, I'll put that in the keyword terms.
The three R's. It might as well stand for really retarded rules.
Oh, let me just go on. A culture of control has Washington area campuses in ever tightening grip.
Oh,
the
yeah.
lockdown. Now, wait, this is, listen to me say, we've talked about the lockdown that's coming on this country, and there was a great cartoon, which I've saved, and I'll have to put it on the website or send it to you or somebody, about showing the chains and the locks across the United States, which is headed down. The point is that what you learn in high school is what you carry through life very often. As you know, I don't know about most people, their high school reunions are at least as important as their college reunions for most people, I would guess. And that's a big deal. Absolutely. Those are very formative years. Anyway,
the certain people at your high school.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Wait, no, we don't want to do. No, let's not go there. We're not going there. Culture of control has Washington area campuses in an ever-tightening grip, and that's just the start, many students say, extending beyond the long-standing restrictions on provocative clothing, cell phone use,
which we've talked about here,
and class time bathroom visits. Can you, you're a high teacher, I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, you just wait, you know. Mm. That's right. Go ahead.
Let's get a legal advice.
Well, I'm just going to say, from a parental advice, I have a couple of kids right now in middle school and elementary school, and they have restrictions. For example, you can't give them aspirin or any kind of medication to take with them to school. Cannot do it. I mean, it could be stamped bare right on there. And they,
what about asthma? What about your asthma inhaler?
That is okay.
You probably have to register it, though, with the school still.
Oh, I'm sure. You can bet on that. Okay, what about your needle filled with heroin?
No. You got to keep that low.
You buy that at the school.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
That's available. That's right.
Lunchroom
from
door.
The principals, I think.
That's right. And anyway, akin to the omnipresent, what they call this is a new term that I like. Helicopter parents, they call them. These students say are helicopter administered.
Huey.
Helicopter administrators who home in on their smallest moves, no matter how guileless or mundane. Who can read that? Okay. Some administrators acknowledge that the list of rules are meant to ban, limit, or deter potentially inappropriate or dangerous actions, and the list is steadily growing, as you would expect.
Who says
if you want to see what they will do to you if we had nothing, no Bill of Rights in the way, just go to the high school and you'll find
out. Well, you know, let me tell you, that brings up another point. Of course, that has been actually in front of the Supreme Court previously about what rights
nothing.
As a citizen do you
they
have?
Had nothing. You could be searched at the drop of a hat.
To be honest with you, I don't really have a problem with that at that age.
Rock.
Seriously, when you talk about, especially in a private school, you know, they can set the rules any way they want.
Well, a private school, I wouldn't worry so much about because you can sort of opt out of it. You can go to the other one. If the rule is
the cool,
they can be spanked or whatever it is, you know that going in.
Right.
I guess.
I still have a bruise from that, as a matter of fact.
It's just hard to believe that the way that they can push the kids around, to me, it seems like a violation of their rights. I don't care if they're minors.
It's not like Ridgemont High anymore, is it?
Man.
Well, of course, some of it is with some of the stuff you see. But anyway, but teenagers, it says here, Forrest nothing Whitaker, if not skilled man. In the art of asserting their adulthood, say that the accumulation of these little laws can be the most frustrating part of their high school experience. They feel micromanaged and nitpicked at every turn. Join the club. I mean, guess what? If you think it's going to get any better when you get out, if you think you're not going to be micromanaged from the state level, if you think that when you want to build a house, for instance, you're not going to have inspectors
swarms.
Like locusts. Locusts will descend.
They crawl up your ass to the microscope.
Speaking of building a house.
Yeah, I know.
I recently had someone come and tell me I couldn't mow my yard. Not allowed to mow the yard. That would affect the undergrowth.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can't mow?
No, not just the part of the yard that they don't want me to mow it.
Did you
an inspector type person?
Well, yeah, EPA. You know how it is. No.
I can't believe. And the reason was?
Well, you know, because it was.
No reason.
Well, it was an environmentally sensitive area.
Oh, okay. A wetland.
No, not a wetland.
You were growing your marijuana there.
You know, a wetland would be good for that.
I see.
So this
poppy seed.
This was just an area that they determined what should be saved. because, you know, for all I know, maybe she's going to pay some taxes for me. I'm not sure. The EPA. You know, maybe she was going to help me pay my taxes. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But,
maybe that's why, because then maybe I wouldn't mow it. But so no, I smiled and said, "Well, thank you very much."
I did was I flamed.
As you get on your John Deere tractor and start it up.
I got a bush hog.
I didn't
attach to a Huey that I just lower down and obliterate all of the undergrowth.
I set it on fire.
That's right.
By accident. Somebody must have flipped a cigarette in there. I don't know what happened. Eh?
That's right. So anyway, you're right.
So anyway, the iPods are forbidden. Often the rules contradict themselves. Welcome to the club.
Like you said, they're
and
just
students can't tell exactly, and they can't tell which ones to obey. Join the club.
If you're following 25 rules in high school, you know they're going to be more likely to follow 25 rules when you're 25, 35. 40.
Here's the deal. You get beat down because you suddenly what happens is to a lot of people. Once you realize it's futile to try and argue with this authority figure,
you must assimilate.
You must exactly. You're a Borg.
Resistance.
Well, it was amazing futile. Because also that was like the number one thing in Entrepreneur magazine about how people kill their businesses was over micromanaging them. Over micromanaging your people.
Under micromanaging.
That's right.
You're supposed to just manage.
Well, yeah. If you hire the right people, you shouldn't have to micromanage.
That's right.
Get the right people on the bus.
But I'm just saying, some people they were saying can easily, if you micromanage them, then they will never grow. They will sit there and be stagnant, and then you'll always have to be doing their job. And
this is one of the reasons why and I cut it out every Sunday is Dilbert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the funniest thing in the world. The Dilbert is exactly that.
On the money. Yeah.
Oh my God! It's one of the fun. That Scott Adams has got to be the funniest guy in the world. And I don't know how he keeps coming up with this stuff. People must send it into him or something. It's incredible. Worth the price of any books he's got. Anyway, let me finish this. Compounding the pressure, the federal No Child Left Behind. Now, once again, here's a federal law coming in. Law holds schools accountable not only for performance, but I didn't realize this, but for safety, requiring states to report the number of persistently dangerous schools. Now, I'm not sure what that's all about. That's in quotes, persistently dangerous. Even when there's only a slight potential for harm, schools implement ordinances that seem inexplicable to students. At Blair, students hate being ordered to remove backpacks from cafeteria tables at lunch. And the basic reason they say is for hygiene. What hygiene? You know, back. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean,
they don't want them to sweat while they're eating.
No. I guess they're afraid a bug is going to crawl out of the damn thing onto your sandwich or something. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, another thing they've got, and I remember this one.
Oh, they're saying, guys, keep them off the table.
Right. Your backpack has to be on the floor where it can be easily rifled through and stolen. Okay. So, sometimes tighter enforcement of old rules creates a new controversy. At Blair, students have been steaming this year about a crackdown. I love this. Always. Nothing to do with crack, but a crackdown on tardiness. If they're just a few seconds late for class, they must attend detention or an academic support class. I love this. It's like a 12-step program. You know, okay, we're going to have an academic support class. Okay, group, I'm concerned for Robert's recovery for tardiness.
I've been tardy for 4 years
I've been tardy for 4 years now, and I just feel so I can just...
I always feel like being tardy. I wake up in the morning and I just
don't know what's wrong with it. Maybe you can help me here in this group. You know, it's a group, tardy group therapy, my God.
I just have a little tardiness every day.
No, it's one day at a time. You can't be tardy. Now, you might think about being tardy tomorrow, but that's thinking, we
How
call
about
that.
If
you
I
can't
do all
do
of
that.
My work and then I'm tardy.
No,
just
no,
a little tardy.
No,
after
no,
work.
Tardy is you're in denial. I'm sorry.
I you like have to the tardy.
Step two, you have to admit,
the tardy.
And then by the time step three, God will help you. So no, not allowed to say that either. Whoa. Anyway, so
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So anyway, the point is on this. I love this. They must attend detention or academic support class. Now I was in California, and I went to a school in Indio.
That was hostile.
Pardon me?
It was hostile.
No. The kids there were great. Really fun. But it was
Indio, California.
Yeah, lots of Espanoles types there, Latinos, mm-hmm. Okay? Anyway, I went in there because my niece was teaching, and
so
I went
So type
to,
in Jimmy Doan, Indio, California, yeah, and you're going to get some cool stuff.
Well, you'll find the names of three hookers. Hopefully, see if they've been arrested or released, excuse me. At any rate, the deal was the penalty for tardiness there was to stand in the hot sun for 45 minutes until the next class began. I mean, you're talking about literally,
100
we're talking,
degrees.
It's 100. We laugh at 100. 100 is, you don't turn on the air conditioner until you get past
100.
Yeah, that's right. 100, that's like cool. You know,
so
I can
isn't
sleep.
That like, you know,
what? Isn't that something like they had to hold their arms out?
They had to hold their arms out, but only they didn't have to hold their arms out, but they had to stand out in the sun with their books beside them. And so, in other words, if you were 1 minute late for class, you had to stand there for 44 minutes. The point is that...
Well, then you might as well be 44 minutes.
Yeah. No question. Be. Well, I mean, obviously what happened is you'd dash, and of course maybe you didn't have a watch or something.
Well,
and
back then you could still go out to your car.
I'm not sure how many cars were A number. And of course, back then, I'm not sure were there any cars. No, I'm serious. This wasn't that long ago. No, the deal is we're not talking about Jimmy's youth here. We're talking about just a couple years ago. I know. The point is, though, my point is, I've got a great point here, and don't let me lose it. God, don't let me. And it was like a prison camp.
Right.
And that's what this is. This whole article shows you how the schools are becoming detention centers. I mean, that's what they are. They are detention centers. You have more rules than Alcatraz. It's unbelievable to me.
I remember when I was a kid reading about the Spartans and how they would take you at 7 years old in a military camp. And I think today's schools are practically worse. The way that you have to go to the one perimeter camp with the chain link fence. And that's where you stay all day with the seven dictators.
Well,
a baseball field.
Well, of course, the thing about it is, what is the lesson being taught here? It's scary to think because it ain't education. It's called rules and how to get around them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about, speaking of Alcatraz, the Birdman of Alcatraz, for instance, and but when you think about how people get around in jail, how they adapt, for instance, and then, so here you are in school, which is not much different, and you adapt, you learn how to adapt to something that is, it's not lifelike. And so now you come out in the real world and you expect the same. And when you get the same kind of treatment, you get some little locust type inspector that comes up. He's making, you know, double digit salary or something like that. And he can order you around as if he were God, you know, on your house. And you buckle under because you've been beat down. That's what they're looking for. You beat them down and make them subservient. I'm telling you, slavery, the whole deal, it is.
Well, hopefully they'll learn how to escape the government.
That would be, of course, then what happens is they have, at that point,
it subverts the whole legal system.
Exactly. Because they have zero respect for any laws.
Right.
So it's vote.
I mean, the laws, they realize.
Honestly, that's what I learned out of high school was these guys are idiots and they're in charge. And therefore, most of the people in charge are idiots.
Right.
And so
you generalize along those lines, and then you say, and of course, so what I'm doing is not really wrong. Why? Because they're idiots. And I mean, and no sane person would act this way. So I feel perfectly
justified in
breaking the rules because they make no sense. That's exactly right.
I was in Disney the other day, to digress, and they wouldn't let the 10-year-old, we have she's got the shoes with the wheels in them.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let her Heely around in Disney World.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now, of course, that's private.
It is.
But that was because she might run into somebody?
Might fall down.
Yes.
No,
But I've seen them there
before. I'm guessing it was because she might hurt herself.
Something's happened in the last few months because I was there 6 months ago or 8 months ago and it wasn't an issue.
Well, we did it all day long anyway.
Breaking the rules.
Right. Well, because it was a stupid rule.
And so we're
telling the 10-year-old, forget that rule.
Oh man.
And what can you do? I mean, she's
you got to follow some rules, honey.
You do. You got to follow
the rules that daddy says.
Right. Mommy and daddy's rules.
That's right.
But the other rules, I mean, they're told if people come to the door, if they have a badge, it doesn't matter.
Well, not only that, it's not a question of doesn't matter. It's the thing about it is batches, right?
Communistic
batches. The deal is that if they do come, you can't do anything about it. In other words, if a guy shows up with a badge and he's wrong, you know, when they bust down your door and shoot you, you know.
To remind everybody, what do you say when a man shows up with a badge telling you to do something?
You say, is it okay if I say no? If they're asking your permission, they need your permission. Otherwise, they wouldn't ask. They'd be beating you with a stick.
They wouldn't?
Okay?
No. They're not just being nice?
No.
We're going to post it on our website.
You say that several times because they'll say, well, you don't want to do that. You want to answer whatever.
And then you know what you
know, your cooperation would really be a big help.
Oh, it's going to help you out later. When they start saying that stuff,
I'll work for you. I'll put in a good word for you.
Right. Remember what to say.
Do not believe them. Just say, is it okay if I say no? And then eventually you say that 3 or 4 times, they'll say, well, yeah, it's okay. And then you say, well, then no. And now, I will say this. You just said a moment ago that Disney It was a private organization.
Right.
But I'll bet you that it's because of the legal system that she was not allowed to Healy around.
There's no question. Who would take that back?
Because of tort law.
No question about it.
No, it's the John Edwards of the world that's going to channel the little girl that's been hit and killed by somebody wheelie. No, and of course I'm wondering why the same thing doesn't occur on a lot of the ski slopes. Because, you know, they have snowboarders that come down, and I'm telling you, I just about... And then I had my own...
Well, you know,
and
the
then I had my own sons, mind you, try and kill me on the slopes, and I would have given anything to have killed them back. I should be sonless today if there was a God in this heaven.
Well, in the beginning, they did let the snowboarders there, and for years they would not let snowboarders specifically.
Now
the market decided. Once they sold 20 or 30 million snowboarders...
No, not only that, they started off by putting separate places for snowboarders,
and now it's all one.
Yeah, you snowboard. That's right.
But you still can't go down on a garbage can lid, man.
I think it's because it's
discrimination.
I'll tell you, the new garbage can lids have a recessed handle. It doesn't cut into the snow.
Doesn't even mess it up. So you can go twice as fast. And when you hit them, when you hit right under the knee, boy, it just pops their knee right out of place. Man, that's good.
And then you're gone.
And then, you're moving along.
Right.
The beauty of it is you're wearing gloves, so there's no fingerprints.
Exactly.
It doesn't get any better
than discrimination
that.
Discrimination is. But hey, the snowboarders won, so, you know, give it to them.
That's right.
Now they're in the Olympics. Unbelievable. Snowboard.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
All right.
First segment done, and Jimmy's going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Thank you for listening to part one of the March 12th, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red.
Download the Jimmy Doan Show as a podcast or visit jimmydoan.com and click on any show to make it play.
We'll get a table near the street in our old familiar place.